League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Need you to lower your expectations a little bit.
What the KFMC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the usual suspects. 2 hours in the book, 1 hour to go in the three-hour show as we continue to roll on. And again, we've struck a nerve with you, the suspects, out there. I guess it's tipping now, Barry.
Yeah, a lot of text coming in. Somebody want to know, did you tip at Luby's? Yeah. Because they clean up my mess, so I at least leave like 10%. Again, I go through the line.
Who still eats at Luby's?
Don't knock their...
People that like the mac and cheese.
Yeah,
and
their mac and cheese is legit. The chicken fried steak with gravy's all right.
That mac and cheese, when it falls off that big scoop, it's like, it's so watery. It's like...
No, you're going to the wrong Luby's.
Yeah. Just splatting all over the place.
No, you're going to the wrong Luby's. But yeah, I'll
tip. Either it's spelled differently.
I'll tip 10% at Luby's. Somebody said tip at the corner store. Hell no. Who's tipping at the corner store?
At the corner store?
Yeah, why are you tipping at the corner store?
What has that person done for you?
Exactly. Salesman says he's gotten tipped. And then I guess the guy that started all this said they're thinking about going with James Coney Island or Nathan Hot Dogs. No. Go buy the cheap ones, dude. Don't spend all that money. Go cheap.
Ballpark Franks.
No, those are too big,
Get
too.
Be careful because they plump when you cook them.
Do they? Yeah, don't
That's
do
what
that.
They say.
Though. Ron Wells seems to think that he said, Ron Wells on Twitter, he goes, all of you guys' stories are proof that none of y'all are black. We have the least gangster stories of all. And I was like,
If you could have heard the ones that we can't tell on air, you might change your tune.
Look, there's a few that I would not want to tell on air that happened. And he was like, no, I'm just saying, y'all told three stories with interaction with cops. No one got beat, shot, or got crack placed in your pocket. So hashtag true. White problems. You got me there, Ron. Definitely got me there.
And the tipping thing is going down to like pet peeve. Jason Holcomb says, pet peeve of mine, someone makes a dollar to twist open a beer at the bar. I had to walk, get it, and get one or two. He may tip one or two times a night, but not every time when he's going to the bar to get the beverage.
That's why you don't get laid, Jason. That's why you don't get laid.
What, are you banging the bartender?
No, he said if he's got to walk, he walks that many times, he doesn't get laid.
Oh.
Because you're not tipping. Like, okay. People, chicks see that. They see you tipping or not.
Yeah, they know if you're cheaper. Cheap. There's no doubt about it. All right, John wants to get in here on tipping. John, what's up?
Long time listener. Love you guys' show.
Thanks, John.
So, just to let you know, I've been in the restaurant business for over 17 years. And the people that actually does your to-go order, they only get paid $2.50 an hour. To perhaps prepare your food for you, as in box it up, make sure everything looks good to go. So it's kind of like making the same wages as waiting tables. And in the sense of restaurants don't want to pay you the full salary or minimum wage just because you do a lot of transactions more than the service do, as in you see a lot of to-go people throughout the night. So which is why tipping like 10 to 15% should be ideal, since that's all they make is pretty much on their tips at most restaurants.
Damn. Appreciate it, John.
Thanks,
See?
John. But I don't think that's like the norm across the board. Different restaurants have different pay scales, and because look, like if you go to a pizza joint, the person that's at the register when you go pick it up is not the person that prepared the pizza, so they're not getting they're probably getting minimum wage because they're just running the register, but they're getting minimum wage. It's different.
I don't know. I'm always going to do 10% on a pickup order, and then if I make you work, I'll do more.
You just said hell no on some of the other stuff though. So
what?
you were kind of cheap on some of the other ones where you're not
tipping. At the Starbucks
beer? Or the beer.
They're not getting $2 an hour at Starbucks. They got benefits.
But the beer. Oh yeah, the beer. Yeah, the beer. They're not getting $2. I see what you're saying, but still, the beer. I think to me would be harder not to tip than a takeout order for me.
Where are you talking about the beer? Where?
At Minute Maid Park or anywhere where I go up to a bar.
Well, the difference too, you have to draw the line.
It doesn't have to be just.
It's not at a bar, by the way. Bartenders are making two something an hour.
That's true. Yeah.
The lady that works for Aramark that's pouring you that stale ass foamy beer isn't making $2 an hour. She's at least making minimum wage.
Right.
But the reason you make $2 an hour as a bartender or a waitress or a waiter
tips or is because okay of the tips. Tips.
Right. That's right.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're making at least minimum wage and you're serving nachos, I'm not tipping you for giving me a hot dog. No. And they're not even the ones doing it. The ones ringing them up aren't usually the ones making your food. Besides, I don't want you doing that anyways. You touch money and then touch my hot dog? No, thank you.
Oh, God.
No, thanks. But I didn't see you tip at the game, Nick. So don't over here acting like you were giving all these, throwing out money left and right.
No, you said that you wouldn't tip at the game.
I know, but you said you did, and I didn't see it. I don't believe you.
I said I tipped at the game?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, the beer? Yeah, I did.
No,
I did.
You
for
did
the beer,
it.
I did.
You're lying. Don't lie to the people.
Shut up.
Don't sit here. Don't sit here on radio with millions of people listening and just be a liar.
It wasn't a huge tip, that's
cheap
for sure.
Cheap-ass liar. Yeah, it wasn't a huge tip. It was like, hey, have you met my friend Lincoln? What, the five? No, the one penny.
They're a bunch of change. Just...
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. All right. You know, I mean, and I threw it out there legitimately because it's different when you pick up a pizza as opposed to when you pick up an item like the caller said, where you have to, they're actually in charge of preparing certain and getting ready aspects of the order. Like I said, at a pizza place, they're just taking it from the guy, the pizza chef, put it in a box after he put it in the oven, put it up front. He's just handing you the box. You going to tip him for handing you the box?
No.
But if they're putting together the order and making sure that all the, you know, the sides are there and everything like that, then I'm going to tip him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I think we're in agreement on that. I think so. Did you see this thing from Stephen A. Smith on First Take yesterday morning that the Philadelphia 76ers turned down a trade for Jimmy Butler? Did you see that?
Involving the number 3 pick before they sent it. Yeah. I had read something about it.
Do you think they did the right thing?
I think Chicago's in a rebuild mode. I think they're hoping Dwayne Wade opts out of the fact that they might have to pay him $24 million next year.
Yeah.
As his option. I think they're in straight rebuild mode. I think that's part of the reason why that they got a guy like Fred Hoiberg as their coach, who was a pretty highly regarded college coach, because he's not real good trying to keep veterans in line like Rajon Rondo and Dwayne Wade. But I think this is where they just have to, they're going to face the music, ship Jimmy Butler, and try and start over.
But then I also saw something where Dwayne Wade was considering, like, he's almost going to do it. Like, he's going to re-sign with Chicago.
Yeah, now it looks like he's going to go back.
Yeah.
But that's just strictly for the money. And I think that the only thing that could entice him is the fact that if there's a super team out there that thinks he's a piece, you know, he might try and win another one. But other than that, wouldn't you take 24 for a year and then latch on at the end if you want?
Yeah, I'd get traded somewhere or something like that.
Yeah, or just, you know, you're a free agent, take a low money the next year. You're not going to play hardly as much, but you're going to be a part of a championship caliber team.
Bench player somewhere.
And a locker room influence.
And you got your 24 mil for a year?
And I think you've said this too on Twitter, but I'm totally in the camp of Paul George is so much more talented than Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, somebody asked us who we'd rather have, Paul George or Jimmy Butler. I'll take Paul George every day of the week over Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and no knock on Jimmy Butler.
No.
And look, he's made himself one hell of an NBA player coming out of Marquette and coming from Humble. But or is he Humble or he's in that? He's here from here.
I thought it was A-Leaf or Aldine or something.
It's either Humble or
I'll look it up.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But anyway, he's from around this area. But look, he's made himself a hell of a career and he's a heck of a player. I just think Paul George is better. But I think if you're the Bulls, are you kidding yourself into thinking that Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler,
Tumble.
Okay, Tumble. If you're, do you really think that Jimmy Butler, Rajon Rondo, and Dwayne Wade are your big three?
That is not a super team.
No, that's a big 1.75. How about that? All right, so we got plenty more show to get to. If you want to chime in, please help us along the way. Otherwise, we got stories that we can rattle off. And if you're a big tipper, let us know. 713-780-3776 or hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Seven, five. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects continues to roll on. One of the things we haven't touched on yet was the big story overnight. Dan Gilbert, the general manager of the Cavaliers, is not the general manager of the Cavaliers anymore. I think it's kind of a shady move, but I wanted to run it by you guys. The owner comes out and says, and by the way, if you're basically terminating someone, don't use the nickname. You know, his quote was, I just think, you know, Griff did a lot for us. Don't call David Griffin Griff after you just terminated him, gave him the ziggy, right?
I'm with you on that.
Right? But at
the
same
really
time,
want to thank the beard, even though we've cut short his terms here. And yeah. No, you don't do that. Be respectful.
Yeah. You know, we want to, what was it, Slam Decker being the centerpiece of the Paul George trade.
Fan those flames, Joe. Fan them.
It's just crazy. But yeah, so after 3 years as general manager and orchestrating at least one championship, but basically doing everything that LeBron asked for, there's two things here. David Griffin, not renewed, free agent, so to speak. But here's the problem. Three separate teams were after him to be their general manager. And Dan Gilbert sat on all of this until those positions are now filled. And then said, we're not giving him any extra, you know, because I guess obviously.
Well, he basically denied the opportunity for him to speak with those teams. Didn't sit on them, but just denied.
Oh, so he actually.
It's what I read. He denied him. He denied those teams the opportunity to talk to him. Yeah. And now he's without a job and those three teams have filled those positions. I don't think he's going to have a problem, David Griffin, finding a job in the NBA. I don't think that's going to be a problem. I do find it, you know, funny in a way that some of the headlines basically talk about the main point of everyone's conversation isn't that David Griffin was let go. It was that Dan Gilbert didn't talk with LeBron James first before doing it. I find that to be a little comical to me. It's like, you know, we all know LeBron James is the assistant GM for the Cavs. We know that.
Now, that's the bigger thing, right? Because now LeBron comes out and he calls him Griff, but I don't know if you saw the tweet or not. But when he came out with his tweet, and I retweeted it, and I'm gonna dig it up for you. But he basically, at several times leading up to this day, had said Griff should be back because Griff's done so much for the organization, and then he came out today and he basically supported David Griffin and made sure he said if no one appreciates you, Griff. I did, and hopefully all the people of Cleveland did. Thanks for what you did for the team for 3 years. We got us one with a picture of a trophy.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if that's LeBron covering his ass because everybody thinks LeBron – because there's the camp out there that thinks LeBron got him fired, that thought someone else could do better.
Yeah.
And he's just covering. Otherwise, that's a pretty – there's some messages in there for Dan Gilbert of, you know, basically if no one appreciated you, Griff, meaning the ownership – that he did.
Yeah. Well, there was this quote from LeBron, from Brian Windhorst. It said, it makes no sense why he shouldn't get an extension, James told ESPN. He's pulled every move. He's tried to make every move happen to better this team to be able to compete for a championship. So we wouldn't be in the position, obviously, without him and without the guys that are here, from the coaching staff to the players to Griff. He's been a big piece of it. So, yeah, I don't think that LeBron James wanted this. Because why? So
I was going to say, how do you interpret it?
I don't think he would want, because he had a guy in there that he had his ear. He could go in there and say, go get me this guy. I want this guy. And he did it. Why would you want to get rid of that guy?
You think he had just his ear? He had his hand in the middle of his back. He could make him say and do whatever he wanted to.
Yeah.
And David Aldridge was reporting, here's where it really gets, again, messy for Dan Gilbert, the owner, who's already had his run-ins when LeBron left town. David Aldridge said Griffin was elbow deep today as late as an hour ago working to put together a monster deal to get Jimmy Butler from Chicago to Cleveland and then found out he was not only not getting any more money, he would not return.
Wow.
That's dirty. And then to kind of go back on what we said earlier, Nate Duncan, an NBA reporter, says no two ways about it. Dan Gilbert screwed over David Griffin. He could have gone to Atlanta, Orlando, or Milwaukee to take their general manager jobs. But he not only denied him, but he wouldn't pay him, and now it's too late, and he has nothing.
And the guy's 1 year removed from being the GM of a championship team. I don't understand it.
Thanks for playing, right?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. And to be this close to the draft, I get that they probably have their plans in place for the draft already. They've got their boards done. No one's waiting till the last second. But if you're working on a trade,
right,
that could have draft day implications, that's a whole different thing.
But you bring up an interesting point. It's not just the trade they were working on yesterday. The draft is Thursday.
Yeah.
And not only when Griffin went, which is the quietest kept part of the story, almost all of his entire staff was let go but one guy. There's one guy left that's going to be in charge of the draft now. And if you know what a basketball operations department and a scouting staff looks like, especially getting up to a free agency, a draft, trade deadline, it is all hands on deck, and there are plenty. One guy now is handling all that till they get someone else in there. And now they say the leader in the clubhouse to take over is Chauncey Billups.
Ugh.
I mean, look, Mr. Big Shot was a hell of a player.
You think it'd be a bad GM?
I think he better surround himself with a whole lot of people with experience.
I don't know. To be honest with you, full disclosure, I know little about his personality, but I'm starting to grow to like him, like on the broadcast. Like, I think he's
great.
He knows basketball. He's very well liked and respected and a smart guy. But to go in and say that I'm now going to be the general manager with no experience, it's not like Jason Kidd or Derek Fisher taking over an NBA team and you've been through coaching. No one as a player has sat through a year as a general manager and knows all the different things it takes. That's why he better surround himself with capologists and scouts and all that. That's a hell of a process.
It's an analytics league now.
Yep.
And Chauncey Billups doesn't strike me as an analytical GM. Like, he's not a guy that's going to get deep off into the numbers. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, what's the – it's just that I feel like he knows the game, don't get me wrong, and he can look at a player and determine this is a guy that would fit our team from an eye test perspective. But this game is so much more intricate now, thanks to guys like Daryl Morey. I mean, this is an analytical type of game. And I think he's going to be behind the eight ball a little bit. I think he's going to be behind the times a little bit. And not only that, I just don't know if I want a guy who's a player's GM coming in to make decisions that sometimes you have to make tough decisions. And sometimes you have to go and you have to tell guys no. And do you think a former player could do that as easily as a guy who hasn't been there, you know what I mean? Hasn't been as a player. It's a little bit easier to say, well, look, it's my job. I've got to make these tough decisions. Players, I have a feeling, a lot of times players want to be liked by other players. At least that's what I would think.
Especially when it's the player you're in talking about more than anybody is the greatest player on the planet today.
That's right.
And the fact that the owner is going to have to really realize when the line's drawn in the sand, yeah, you brought him in, but yeah, that guy, 23, he's going to have his hands in the cookie jar all year long. And if I don't please him as much as you're paying my check, he's got a way of getting rid of me too. He's proven that you are either on Team LeBron or you aren't on around very long. But here's the other thing. Now that LeBron has his quote-unquote agency, like Tristan Thompson is represented by LeBron's people. LeBron went in last year and said, if you don't pay Tristan Thompson, I'm not coming back.
That's got to be a conflict of interest. That sounds so
But
illegal.
He's not in the day-to-day. So it's his guys running it, but he's not in the day-to-day ops.
Yeah.
No. I'm with you.
That's convoluted the Cavs organization is, but this doesn't give them like a fresh start. And Chauncey coming in is going to be a challenge because to Barry's point, it is an analytical league, but there are still a ton of guys out there. And I have a feeling Chauncey would be more on this side of the ledger. A lot of people that in the old school guys and the players believe in the eye test and think the eye test is far more valuable than how much a guy scores with his right hand on the left side in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes to go. But that's a battle that goes internally every day between the eye test guy and the analytics guy and who wins at the end of the day when a decision has to be made. So that's interesting, but it'll see how really kind of crazy to see how it all plays out. But that kind of was a twist that no one was expecting last night and this morning with the Cavs. All right, show rolls on. We got a half hour to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So if you want to be a part of it, please join us. We'll be back with much more of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects continues to roll on with another good one. Text, anything, boys, before we turn the page?
Yeah, there were a couple. Still getting a lot of questions about tips, and I don't know that you guys picked up that we moved on from that.
Yeah.
A lot of restaurants now, they calculate it for you. Just look at your little receipt.
Yeah, but I mean, people are asking just like, do you tip the UPS guy? Do you tip a hot chick? I'm like, hell
yeah,
no.
I tip hot chicks. I said that. I said, I mean, I used to. But yeah.
I don't tip the UPS guy. Those dudes get paid pretty well.
And you might as well tip the guy that's going behind the UPS truck stealing your crap.
Yeah. From what I understand, they get paid a lot. But no, if you're a hot chick and you give me terrible service, I don't care.
Oh, I don't care either. Yeah.
And if you're not a hot chick and you give me, you know, you wait on me well and you keep my drink full, I'll tip you well. Looks have nothing to do with it with me. I'm too old to care about that now. Yeah. Like, my wife.
I think you're right. It's more like when you're younger, you care about that. But when you're older, you really don't care.
As a single bar, if there's a hot chick as a bartender, yeah, you're tipping her really good. Because you're trying to take her home. Absolutely. You never try to take home a bartender?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, you might be missing a golden opportunity.
I'm going to go with Barry on this one.
No, I don't think that's... No.
All right. A lot of dudes do.
Well, good for them.
You're limiting your field there, Nicholas.
No, I don't want to tip a bartender in hopes of getting... I don't think that's moving.
Well, I'm just saying it's just the opening line. Like, you...
Especially, the opening line. Here's my $10 tip, baby.
Okay, well, no, don't tip a bartender $10 for a $4 beer at a bar.
For a Coke.
Yeah, but two, what you do is, you know, you tip well, but you don't linger. You tip her well, and then you leave, and then you come back and you tip her well, and then she's going to strike up a conversation with you eventually. But you keep going back to her. You keep tipping well, but you don't like cling and be needy. You just keep playing it cool. Keep giving her a good tip, and then eventually she's going to talk to you. She's going to remember you, especially because it's like kind of playing like hard to get. You don't look needy. You don't need to talk to her. It'll work. I'm telling you.
You should be on that sex show with Deldo. Because you're giving all kinds of great
Deldo.
Advice.
Deldo. That's his the sex show nickname.
I know. Deldo. What did Deldo, not Baggins, but Deldo.
John said it.
Granado said it. Yeah, it was hilarious.
Second best nickname that Granado's come up with. Carrot Cake was the best.
No, Baby Trey. Wilfork was probably the best in my opinion.
Baby Wilfork?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Without a doubt.
Who's Baby Wilfork?
Well, I'm not going to.
Well, I don't know.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I've told you, remember?
Oh, the non-pizza thief?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, you just sold him down the river.
Even if you're a loyal listener, it doesn't. People can't figure that out that easily. I didn't know that.
You knew Joel was going to out it. You knew.
See, that's not fair to me because I didn't know. And I figured, I figured Trey had heard Carrot Cake before.
That is without a doubt the best nickname ever.
What, Baby Wilfork? I don't know. Carrot Cake is pretty strong.
I heard Pete Rose just shortened it and just started calling him Carrot.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Because, like, Trey literally wanted to have a conversation with him. And I guess he was driving Pete Rose nuts because Pete Rose was up here to do Sean's television show. And Trey was like, so have you figured out that you've never played the Marlins before? Does that bother you that you've never played the Marlins? And Pete was like, hey, Carrot, it's enough.
Carrot.
It's enough.
Nick and Joe both said Deldo Bearbackins is the name.
There's the Granado nickname. Yes.
That's hilarious.
Why the hell is the Bearbackins in there? What am I missing?
I'm sure Salisbury had to do something with that.
Bilbo Baggins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's Deldo
Bearbackins.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Granado. That dude's crazy. Oh, good times. Good times indeed. Did you see the Kevin Durant he has nothing to do right now.
No.
Have you seen him going back and forth on Twitter with people?
Yeah, it's been hilarious.
So people are getting salty with Kevin Durant. And he's just firing back like he didn't have anything better to do. Here's some ones I found on Bleacher Report. I guess these were some of the better ones. But listen to some of this. He's Durant's acting kind of petty. Like, he's just acting like... So someone tweeted him and said, hey, this is to Kevin Durant. Hey, why do you like the easy way out? Why not work hard like Kobe and other legends? And he replied, but you were... Well, okay, I'll read them as he wrote them. But you wasn't with me shooting in the gym, though. So how do you know my work habits? To which the guy replied, did Shaq leave Orlando to go to the Lakers when the Lakers won a championship the season before? No. He helped brought a championship. To which Durant replied, Warriors didn't win it last year. Like, he's just... He's kind of being... he's being salty, I guess, is the best. Somebody tweeted him... somebody replied and said, he cares so much about your input, I'm sure he can't sleep at night. To which Durant replied to both of them, I really can't sleep at night, but mainly because I'm forced myself to stay woke. You know, stay woke is important.
Yeah.
And then there was one more where they talked about, oh, where was it? Oh, here we go. Somebody said, left my ass off. Yeah, KD, you're real woke. Go cuddle Draymond some more. Which is nasty. I would hate to get into a Twitter argument with a guy in the NBA. Oh.
Yeah, because, and I'd hate to see NBA guys that are sensitive enough to worry about on Twitter responding. But, Durant, you know what? I can hold my own.
Hey, Durant's doing it. Why can't Decker?
Durant, I bet you he's been getting it all year.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. But Durant said, somebody's pissed. Sorry for the damage I caused. Well, not really, but I hope you get through this rough time. Like, he don't care. He's just being salty, which is good for him, though, because he has taken a lot of flack. I mean, people are out there acting like this is the first time it's ever been done. It has.
It's months. It's been months.
No, no, no. I'm saying the first time anyone's ever gone to another team for the express purpose of winning a championship.
Oh, yeah.
Players do it all the time, and not just in the NBA. They do it in baseball. They do it in the NFL. This isn't something new that Kevin Durant invented.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
Ray Allen.
Yeah, the big
Kevin
three
Garnett,
in Boston.
Kevin Garnett.
The Heat.
Tracy McGrady when he suddenly popped up on the Spurs roster for a playoff run.
Yeah. He's getting... Now, again, the worst to me, the most egregious of it was the fact that... Didn't he have a tweet like 3 or 4 years ago when LeBron went to Miami shaming LeBron, basically saying,
yes.
What happened to just earning it?
Yep.
So that's the bad part. That to me is the most incriminating thing. Like,
social media cannot be erased for a lifetime.
I would reply to that tweet. Sorry, my headphones just like cut out.
Oh, I thought
weird.
Someone dropped them.
I would reply to that tweet.
Like,
and you know, if you're going to dog on him, that's where I would do it.
You know, Karl Malone did the same thing. You can't hear yourself or something? Well, Karl Malone did this. You can hear me, right, Joel?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Karl Malone did the same thing where he said he wanted to. He said he would never basically do like a bandwagon trade. And then afterwards, he's like, you know, I said championships doesn't matter. And it really does. And that's why I'm signing with the Lakers. So it's not the first time even that's happened where a player kind of changed their stance as to whether or not they should hop on a bandwagon.
Now with the days of social media, it's not like you just randomly had a quote that you could say you were misquoted on. You can't erase the fact that someone screen captured your tweet back in the day when you were salty about the fact that someone else did what you wish you could have done.
It was only retweeted 1,000 times.
And then, of
probably.
Course, Kevin Durant in this case was like trying to cover it up. Yo, I was just only on a flight trying to waste time, and my Wi-Fi finally popped on, so I figured I'd answer a few questions. Come on, man. You're too dialed into it as is, but I don't know if you guys saw this. The other one that he was getting into it with, a girl that's handle is @myname_Kaylee, but goes by Westbrook MVP, started going, facts. I heard, KD, you like it when girls fart in your face. Did you ask Draymond to do that too? And he responds, bruh, really? The fart in your face comeback? Come on, you were doing so well. She goes, I mean, that's what I heard from one of the hoes you screwed in OKC. And he said, ooh. What was her name? And she said, shut up, KD. I ain't blasting that girl like that. I just thought it was pretty disgusting. And she left it at that.
That does make you wonder, though. Like, I'm a big believer where there's smoke, there's fire. And there's no pun intended
especially
in any
Twitter
of that.
Comments.
But, yeah, that's a little suspect to me. Durant out there paying for girls to fart in his face? What?
He's paying for it, but maybe, you know, his favorite is a little tootie.
You think
blowfish.
A girl's going to fart in your face for free?
So did NBA players. I mean, do you think I would say no? It's impossible? No. As an NBA player, those groupies out there, they don't care.
That's crazy, dude. That's just crazy to me.
Hey.
What?
You ready to do a little Tootie and the Blowfish, honey?
Tootie and the Blowfish.
That would be no the hot signal. Pocket. It ain't no Hot Pocket, but you try the Tootie and the Blowfish. I like it.
Tootie and the Blowfish.
All right, we got one segment to go before Fred and AJ take over with the Blitz, so we'll be back with a whole lot more, or at least a little. Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
ESPN 975. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4 o'clock till we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So the Blitz is not on yet. One segment to go. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to confirm. Somebody confirmed on Twitter what I was telling Nick about taking care of the bartenders.
Okay.
Somebody texted and said, listen to him, Nick. Tipping hot bartenders works. I kept tipping one, and every time I came back, she'd smile a little more and reached out to me, and now we're dating. I'm just telling you, dude.
Dude, I agreed with you.
Don't take my advice.
In just, a previous
I've just been
life,
through
Nick.
It all. I've just been, I'm 43.
In a previous life, in a galaxy far, far away, Nick, Barry is absolutely right, and I'm here to tell you. Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe in tipping. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm too cheap. I don't know.
Well, you just said you liked it. Well, you said you tip.
Not tipping. I meant tipping good. My bad. Tipping like. Yeah. Like if I just order one beer, I mean, I'm not going to give you a huge tip.
But it's a process. So you don't have to tip big right off the top.
I'm with you. But it seemed like the way Barry was explaining it, though, like you have to be impressive from the get-go. So like it's a $4 beer. Drop what? Like a $5 on her? For like the first two or three beers as a tip or no?
A dollar tip is not a big tip. I don't know where you're getting your information from.
No, I'm saying, I'm asking you.
No, yeah, you give her like $3.
Okay.
$4 beer, $3. So you put down a 10, she'll give you change back. She'll probably give you, if she's a good bartender, she'll give you all ones back so that you don't just tip
Correct.
Her a one.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll give you all ones back and you leave three.
Hmm.
Yeah. And if she doesn't give you all one, she's an idiot, and you should move on. Because she doesn't know how to be a bartender to make money. So that's a bad sign. Joe wants us, he said, if you guys do Thefty Thursday, which we're going to do. I've already made the list of some of the, and then I had Lamont send me some of the other bits from the other guys with the other stations mm-hmm. that we could steal. But he said it's mandatory y'all do male golf or female golf or food. Oh, have no fear. That's on the list of things we'll be stealing. For Thefty Thursday.
Because a lot of times we sit back and go, what should we do? Oh, sorry. That's one of the bits.
Who's that?
Matt Thomas always does with 5 minutes to go on the show. And it'll be back now that it'll be the...
Is that on the list? We should do that.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
I know we got to find out.
Does, whatever that is, we'll do it.
Joel's doing it.
Yeah, because he does it every freaking day. 5 minutes to go on the show. Ross, what should we do?
Wait, well, I had on the list. Hold on. I'll read the list. I don't care. We'll...
Let me do that better, though, because he does it. He goes, 5 minutes to go on the show. What should we do?
And that's the name of the bit?
No, and then it's you have to call in, and they do some kind of a – they drew like a statement. You have to decide whether it's true or false. Believe it or not, it's called.
Oh, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what that is. So, yeah, some of the things we have on our list. I've got Insta polls. We'll do some of those throughout the day because that's a Matt Thomas thing. Mm-hmm. We'll have a huge call of the day. We'll have the huge facts of the day. A little Jim Rome action going there.
Okay.
If you call into the show, you could be racked. You could be run. You never know. Mm-hmm. We'll have to get the buzzer ready for you, Nick. We'll have a gym of the day. Male golfer, female golfer, food. We'll do hot routes from Sunday. Off the top of Barry's bald head.
Oh my god.
I
didn't even know about that. Lamont sent you this?
No, somebody else. No. I'll read you Lamont's list next.
Okay.
This was just some of the other. So then we had Gimme the VIN. Like, I'll do a segment where I'll just tell people what their car's worth if they'll call in and give me the information. Maybe we'll do something different, though. Maybe we'll do like Rascal Scooters or something. I know we got old listeners now after yesterday. We'll do a Drink of Ages segment. Well, we'll talk about beer. We've got stupid stuff we said this week, news of the weird, the wrath of Sean. We may even have like somebody on a mobile call in. Like maybe we can have like
That's a good one.
Clanton on a mobile. No? Oh. Look, you're like, that's a good one. Maybe we could have, like, you know what I mean? Somebody call in on a mobile.
Can we have one where people tweet us information and we just treat it as factual and we just spit it out as quick as it comes in?
You're so salty.
Oh, that's different.
You're so salty.
Sorry.
And then here we've got some other ones. Mad Radio headlines. Mad Radio baseball through football goggles. The Triple Threat TED Talk. And Would You Rather. That's an Indian Greg thing. So we'll do all those. We'll have some fun. There's Meltzer's Meltdown. I don't know what Paul Gallant does. I like Paul Gallant most.
Paulie's a good dude.
Paulie's a good dude, so we'll have to steal something from Paul Gallant as well. I don't know what, but we'll steal something.
You know
something.
He likes to read the... He reads his text messages and then retweets them.
He embraces it like we do. We embrace the hate. So does he. So we'll figure it out. But yeah, Thefty Thursday is going to happen, especially now when it's the slow season. We're definitely doing a Thefty Thursday. So if you got ideas for us you want us to do, text them, tweet, whatever.
Did we come up with a way back? Are we like tomorrow's way back?
Yeah, what is it? Because we're having people chime in. What are we doing tomorrow?
So what do you guys want to do? Do you want to do...
If we do each do one artist, do you want to name who we're going to pick now?
Well, if I do, I'm going to make it super difficult because I'm going to do Ice Cube. And he's going to have to go out and find eight clean versions of these songs.
Hopefully that Spotify issue will be taken care of.
Okay. Then. So hopefully. That might be a little easier?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Was that what we're doing? Yes or no?
I'm with it.
We could do that.
Can I pick Michael Jackson?
We could do gay anthems. You guys don't want to do the gay anthems of... I just don't know if there would be enough. Is there? Is there 24 songs that would be gay anthems?
I'm not for the gay anthem. My vote
why
is no.
Why?
The
you you homophobic?
You anti-gay?
I just don't want to do the gay anthem.
You nervous?
You're not a rainbow warrior?
No.
You think it'll label you in some way?
No.
You're not securing your manhood?
I'm perfectly secure. I'm just...
Why are you not into
tipping bartenders, but I'm securing my manhood.
You don't like Right Said Fred? Huh?
Oh, I'm too sexy for this show.
All right.
How many songs could you come up with? 20, what is it?
I could probably come up with my eight right now. A Cher song. Do You Believe in Love?
Yep.
I Want Your Sex. George Michael. Right Said Fred. I'm Too Sexy. RuPaul. Work. Whatever the song that is. Mm-hmm. A Queen song. Anyone? Yeah. That's five just off the top of my head. Right. Just off of Barry's bald head right there.
All right, it'll be a gay anthem Wednesday and you could be responsible
for... did it already. We don't have to
for
do
all
it
24 songs. Yeah, that's what I'm just saying.
I'd be responsible for all 24 songs?
I'm with that.
It guarantees the W.
That's a good point. First guaranteed dub of the season.
That's true. No, we'll do... let's do one artist. One artist pre-2000. Your favorite artist prior to 2000. I feel like we did this already, though.
Yeah, it doesn't
we?
Have to be your favorite artist, because we kind of did something like that. But
so far, that I'm forgetting some of the ideas, but the best one I've heard so far is the one from the year 2000 specifically, right? Is that the best
You'd
idea?
You'd rather do that than a single artist songs from a single artist prior to 2000?
For me.
Okay, so let's do 2000 then. The year 2000.
Tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday, only from the year 2000.
Okay, settled.
Done.
Joel?
Say that one more time.
Only from the year 2000.
Wow. He's over there hate tweeting Sam Decker.
No, we just changed it again.
Oh. Yeah.
I was all dead set to give you eight from Biggie.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. We can do the artist. I'm all for it.
God, just pick one.
I don't think Barry wants to do the artist one, though.
It's open for discussion. We'll add some suspense to the show. It's a tease.
Oh, look.
Tune in tomorrow to figure out what we decide.
Yeah, there you go. That's our first Thefty Thursday.
Yeah. There you go.
Teases.
Yeah.
Because we're the bestest. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out and let you know. So make sure you tune in and figure out what we were going to do tomorrow for the show. Right now, I want to tell you guys about Houston Cancer Cars for Kids program. It's a fantastic program here in the Houston area because it's you, the Houstonians, making donations that make a difference in the lives of Houstonian kids trying to get a second chance at an education. All you do is you look around, you get a vehicle lying around, whether it's working or not. It's a clunker collecting rust and dust. You want to get rid of it, you just haven't gotten around to it. Here's what you do. Call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with the tow truck, they take it away, do all the paperwork, you get a nice tax deduction, and you get a $50 gift card if you mention ESPN 97.5, and then the donation really starts to take shape because they use it to make a difference in the lives of kids trying to get an education and allows them to just concentrate on the books. That means if they need money for bus fare, a warm meal, eyeglasses, any kind of outside resources that they need that they're worried about, It's taken care of based on your donation, and it helps these kids get an education. It's a great program, and it's run by you. So please think about it and try to make a donation. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. And as always, right off the car, not the kid.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.